make your day successful, shall we? Pow, pow. Roberta Fasanelli is here to help us do that, along with Rich McFadden, Ken Kessler, Jennifer Horn. I'm Dudley Steffen. You look up Doug Steffen, probably get more than you will Dudley Steffen, if you want to look up anything at all.
That's a good question.
You
know, what happens when I do that?
All right, let's not get too carried away.
No.
By the way,
I'm happy to do it.
You're happy to do it. Good for you.
No problem.
So we've been talking about these sinkholes. Seems to be a thread of conversation, starting with the first one earlier this year.
And
what's so funny?
Can I go through number four and number five on the search on the Google search links when you search Dudley Steffen? Number four, town of Framingham. I don't care what you say, whether I can or can't. Here we go. Number four, town of Framingham, Massachusetts, official website members. Okay. Agricultural Advisory Committee.
That's right.
Dudley Steffen, vice chairman, June 30th, 2013.
Official.
Nicola Cataldo, Carrasco, the secretary, blah, blah, blah. Link of number five, RIP Steffen Dudley, Facebook.
Really?
Yeah.
Rest in peace?
Yeah. The name switched, though.
Oh, well, Steven, yeah, because it's not me.
We tried to save Steven Dudley.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here I am.
Dudley Barnfire.
Saved. Yeah, that's an old story. All right, so now we're trying to get people interested in the important stories today. That's certainly not it, Rich, but thanks for that news nugget anyway. The situation with sinkholes in Florida. So you understand what's going on. It is curious that these are all happening now or this year, because nothing's really changed. This has been a reality. Florida is basically built on limestone.
Is this like Gator news?
No, this is Tiger Woods. This is Tiger News.
Tiger News.
Because Tiger Woods' house is sinking too.
Really?
10,000 square foot waterfront mansion has fallen prey to the softness of the subsoil.
I think they have footage of his ex-wife out there with a shovel trying to dig out from under his foundation.
Uh-huh. He's living now with Lindsay Vaughn. What does she look like? I haven't seen her.
She looks like the other wife. Blonde.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So how does he meet these? What's her story? Is she somebody famous?
Yeah, Olympic skier.
Olympic skier.
Oh, okay. I don't know.
Downhill skier.
Yeah, okay.
Just tore her knee up last year.
So she's an athlete, and it would make sense that he would hang around with an athlete, I guess, wouldn't it? Makes sense?
I'm sure they see each other in the same circle, so yeah, it makes
Apparently,
sense.
Apparently, they notice cracks in the walls and the door frames all of a sudden in the residence. So now they've had people come in, they say, these guys, what do they call them, it's a hydraulic specialist, had to do with water, but the hydraulic, the lifting or settling of land and or water is something that apparently has become a big industry in Florida, because people are now finding these problems. And I don't know that anybody has gone public and said, why so many of them now?
Well, that's what I'm asking you.
What's going on?
Like, for example, every now and then the news loves to talk about the sharks in the water every June, you know?
Right, yeah.
Just to kind of scare everybody. And then every now and then there's, this story that just kind of runs wild. The news really runs. Is it really all just happening now, or has it always been happening and now just gets reported on like it's a pandemic?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? That could be it, Richie. A pandemic.
An epidemic of sinkholes in Florida.
Hmm.
And in California.
Okay. So, can we move on? You were not liking my transitions from earlier in the day.
I would just like you to explain your transitions so that when you go to a new place, we all can follow along.
All right. Yeah. This is, Roberta, you've been very quiet today.
I'm trying to follow you.
All right. Well, here, see if you can follow this. 75 people arrested in Spain and France on suspicion of human trafficking.
Yeah.
After the most of this involved, why is it that the Europeans or the Westerners seem to find Asians? What is there about that reality? Most of the human trafficking, especially for little girls or women who
people
become
are so sick.
I know. They paid, and by the way, what happens with a lot of these? A lot of this, they promise these people a better life.
Right.
So some of
them, sell you that on that.
The migrants, some of them paid $53,000 a person for passports, guidance on getting through borders.
That's what I don't get.
What?
If you have $53,000, couldn't you have a decent life in
wherever you are?
Right.
Right. That's an enormous amount of money.
That's a lot of cash.
Yeah,
it sure is. You're right about that. That's a very good question. Don't have an answer for it. But at any rate, it is a question that ought to be dealt with.
Did you hear that, speaking of Spain and Argentina are going to the UN to try and get their shorelines back, that they're owned by the UK, but they're owned by Britain?
No.
You know, remember we had the Falkland Islands War?
And yeah.
You know how I forget what area it is in Spain. It's owned by the Brits still, colonized.
Falkland Islands is off the coast of Argentina.
Right. Mm-hmm. So Argentina and Spain are getting together saying, listen, we want our property back. We're going to the UN.
Yeah. And?
We'll see what happens there. But last
nothing. If it's the usual UN thing, I mean, right. Nothing will happen.
The last time they had a little war over it, but the Brits are like, you know what? We're holding on to these colonies that we got back here in the 1500s and 1600s when we ran around the world with Spain, as a matter of fact.
Right. They were allies at the time.
Yeah.
Well, the Spanish, the Dutch, the French, the English, to a lesser extent, the Germans.
They just went around the world and said, this is ours.
Let's take it. Yep, we'll take this, we'll take that, we'll take... And the way they chopped
they
up
still have it.
Africa and Asia
has
been the reason that we've had so many wars in these areas, because they just paid no attention to the tribal realities of where these people lived and how they got there. And so we fought in the nobody's paying any attention to Africa. Nobody fights over Africa because there's nothing there, at least around Central Africa. But if you go to the areas in the Far East or the Asian Rim, where there was a lot of value in what is now Vietnam, the area which is Cambodia, Laos, all those areas in there, it's amazing. And now these people are the ones who are being trafficked, a lot of them, into our country. Pretty disgusting. Now, can I go to the next story?
Yeah.
Everybody's done with that?
I'm just amazed how much slavery.
Yeah. Oh, there's tons of slavery still in the world.
Still goes on in the world.
Oh, yeah. Right. The 98-year-old Hungarian who is awaiting trial on charges of torturing Jews and helping them to Auschwitz, that was a highly publicized trial that was supposed to start this week, saved the state a lot of money. The guy croaked over the weekend.
Oh, good. Well,
done. This guy's name was Laszlo Zastery. He always denied the accusations, got pneumonia, and died. Yep. The Simon Wiesenthal Center had been after him for a long time.
Put him in jail anyway.
Right, let him mummify in jail.
Right.
He was found guilty in 1948 of whipping Jews while serving as a police commander overseeing a detention camp in a Slovakian city called Kosice. He went on the run for decades until they found him last year. He was traveling through Budapest on his original passport, and it came up. Can you imagine that? The guy had been on the run since 1948.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do you think he ever got any peace, or do you think he was like, I'm probably good, no one's going to find me? Because if I were on the run, I would constantly be looking over my shoulder.
I think when you do something like that, your life
is... You deserve it. No, that's
right.
What I'm getting at. Is do you think he paid the price because he was constantly looking for people?
You know, I don't begin to understand
how do you
karma.
Put that out of your brain?
Well, but what happens to you afterwards? The belief is... I was looking at an email from a friend of mine this morning who was focused on how many lives we live. There are some people who philosophize hundreds to millions. And so you get... this, whatever it is going on with you, coming back to either get fixed. If it doesn't get fixed in this lifetime and you've dealt with it before in many other lifetimes, it'll come back again until there's some way of dealing with it. A guy like this, what does he come back at? How does he get his retribution? Because you know he's going to have to pay. Somehow, this guy will pay. And whether it'll be in the next life.
An altar boy.
Well, yeah.
But you know, it's ironic that he lived to be 98.
I know.
That's the irony of the
whole thing. Probably his punishment.
Mm. Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
He
trapped in a life like that.
Yeah. And just think about what he did.
Yep.
They should bury him in a clear casket underneath, like, outside the, the museum here.
No. They should bury him in my manure pile. that he was what is in the manure pile. Mm. That's where he belongs.
Yep.
Put him in a pile of crap. 888-302-3684. How's that for philosophizing? Hmm. Okay, may I move on to the next thing, Roberta?
Please do, Doug.
Hey, focus on Richie's hair, your hair, Roberta's hair. Wait a minute, you're Roberta. Jennifer's hair, Kenny's hair. We all have good hair, but we are fortunate, and we are not the majority. Most people do not have good hair. Most people are losing their hair. Richie, how's your hair? Even you said it's still coming out, but you can't tell by looking at you, huh?
Yeah. No, I mean, you'd look at me and you'd think I just got a short haircut, so.
Really?
Still there.
All right, good.
Losing it every day.
There is a product that we talk about every day here called Provia. It's an all-natural hair thinning therapy that takes care of your hair. In fact, if it's thinning and waving goodbye, and then this will help you bring it back. And it'll say, hello, when you look in the mirror. Hello, how are you? If you've always had thin hair and it got worse as you got older, you need Provia, P-R-O-V-I-A. When you look in the mirror and you can't see your scalp anymore, you know you've been successful using Provia. Here's what you do. You decide that you want to deal with the problem and deal with it practically, naturally, intelligently. And then you get on the phone, you call 800. What are you barking at? Huh? What are you barking at? What? 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 Your hair's
Provia.
Poor Provia.
Huh? Wait a minute. Your hair's fine, Charlotte. What's the problem with your hair?
Well, I keep shedding all over that chair.
Huh? What?
Look at all that hair.
Yeah, but it comes back again.
I'm going to lose it.
She got one little hot spot this summer from the heat and being moist.
See, you ever seen a bald bulldog?
I had never seen one, Rishi, but if I were worried about it, I'd give her Provia. 800-525-8319. I'm sure the folks at Provia will be happy that I've suggested we use Provia on your dogs as well. Charlotte plays into anything that goes on here. That's very good, Charlotte. Anything else? What? One more thing? What? One more thing you want to add to this conversation?
The barn's on fire. Timmy's stuck in the well.
800-525-8319. Free month supply of Provia. Mention Doug Steffen. You get free shipping as well. And Charlotte. 800-525-8319.
Hey, what you doing?
I'm online looking at a satellite view of the neighborhood.
Huh. What's with all the dots?
Green means it's for sale. Yellow means sold.
Gotcha. Hey, is that the house we looked at?
Yeah, I love it. Maybe we should talk to a realtor. Make an offer?
Did that house just go from green to yellow?
Yeah, sold. Right before our very eyes.
Buyers are in the market, but there's a shortage of homes for sale. If you've been thinking about selling, now may be the right time. Every market's different. Call a realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Look, kid, you're new here. So let me tell you the three keys to a long, happy career. First, high heat gloves, page 2640 of the Granger catalog. Second, intrinsically safe earmuffs, page 2606. Third, portable eyewash stations, page 2790. Am I the grand poobah of workplace safety? No. Granger is. They have page after page of safety products. The Granger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help from my addiction to opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At TurnToHelpNow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting, without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to TurnToHelpNow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit TurnToHelpNow.com today.
People are taking charge of their lives with healthier lifestyles. That's why you have to experience the Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event. One day only, Saturday, August 17th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Durham Convention Center in Durham, North Carolina. Explore the Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, where learning is fun and delicious. Discover the world of gluten-free with free samples, cooking demonstrations, and lectures with well-known members of the gluten-free community. Trinity. Enter the raffle, and you can win the grand prize of a catered barbecue from Bonesuckin' Sauce, valued at $3,000. The Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, August 17th at the Durham Convention Center. For more, visit RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. Presented by Udi's Gluten Free, Glutino, Enjoy Life Foods, and Youngevity.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Raising your own chickens for food is great, but how will you get them ready for the dinner table? Do it the fast and easy way with a power plucker from PowerPlucker.com. The power plucker is a simple attachment that works with a power drill and removes feathers in a flash. Whether you're a homesteader or a bird hunter, you'll save time and money, and we guarantee you'll love it. Order right now at PowerPlucker.com and receive free shipping. PowerPlucker.com, the only drill-powered poultry plucker.
The song was number one during this week in 2001. Both Richie and Jennifer jumped at the chance to hear a snippet of Drops of Jupiter by
Trenton. Or as Rich calls it, Jupes of Dropter.
Jupes of Dropter.
Is a little weird. I don't even know his name. Is the lead singer of Train?
Oh, I would know.
He's a little strange.
Anybody know?
But you know, great hits.
Right.
Sings well.
Speaking of strange things, let's see what you make of this, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas. A judge in Tennessee charged a family with using an improper name and ordered the name changed of a seven-month-old boy.
Mm-hmm. Why?
The name he was given when he was born,
can
Messiah.
You say this on the air? Oh, Messiah.
Oh.
The judge changed the name to
can
Martin.
Can he do that? Is that legal?
Listen to this.
Is what legal?
He said the name was earned by only one person in history, and that person is Jesus Christ, and as far as he's concerned, nobody else can be named.
So now do we
Messiah.
Have to, do we have to go to everybody named
America,
Jesus,
folks,
and change their name?
That's
is
really strange.
This guy, strange. It's
how did the judge even know about it?
Strange, but who would be so
name the child what you want to? Is
yeah.
it, well, under the
but
circumstances, what's going to happen to him during his life? That should have been in their mind before.
Imagine the beatings he's going to get.
Well,
up.
Not now because his name is Martin.
Especially by that bully kid Pontius Pilate. Kid's terrible.
Hey, Mom, Dad, my best friend Peter is going to come over for lunch today.
No,
I had 12 friends coming for dinner.
They changed.
Mom, more bread.
How about some fish? How much wine have we got?
The cool thing is he doesn't even need wine. He could just turn water.
Yeah, really.
All right, so probably
all right, everybody get out of the way. The lightning bolts are coming.
I got as much
as one Elvis surfer.
I tried, folks. I tried. I tried.
It's fun.
Honestly. I tried.
It's Monday.
The judge said the baby was to be named Martin Deshaun McCullough, which includes both parents' last names. The boy's mother's name is Jaliza. She says, I'm going to appeal this. What kind of name is Jaliza?
Why appeal it? Why not just go, okay, judge, yeah, fine, no problem. Okay, Messiah, let's go.
All right, here's what I'm going to speculate on. This will ruffle a few people's feathers, but it's good.
Oh, no.
This judge in a backwater town in the middle of nowhere, Tennessee, is white, and the child is black. I would suggest to you that if the child named Messiah turned out to be white, he wouldn't have done anything. Because he's so stupid, he doesn't even know that Jesus wasn't white to begin with. And
funny.
It's a lot of speculation.
Yeah.
That's
funny.
Yeah, well.
I want to know how the judge even knew that there was a guy. I mean, did the judge go, oh, wait a minute, what's this?
Yeah.
What did
somebody
I just
probably
find?
Somebody complained, I would imagine.
28 passed. Yeah, I'm sure that's what happened.
Insight Daily Radio. Conversations with today's most influential authors, actors, musicians, artists, and creative minds.
Murder in Thrall is the latest mystery book from author Anne Cleland. We spoke with her about the new book and the characters and plot lines she's created for this period novel.
Murder in Thrall is a British mystery. It's set in New Scotland Yard, and it's the first book in a new series that features two detectives, Chief Inspector Acton and Detective Constable Doyle. And I loved bringing these characters to life because my favorite plot device is the hidden identity, the character who is not what they seem. And both of these characters are not what they seem. Doyle is a first-year detective. She's Irish, but she's not the usual tough, hard-as-nails character that you find in this type of story. She's sweet, and she's funny, and she's a little Bridget Jonesy. But she has a powerful tool that no one else knows about. She knows who's telling the truth, which is something she inherited from her Irish ancestors. So she was an interesting character to write because there are always two levels to any conversation. What is being said on the surface and what she knows to be the truth, which, you know, makes for some interesting dilemmas. And the male character is a British aristocrat, Lord Acton. He's a combination of Sherlock Holmes and Dexter and Dirty Harry. And in this story, there's a killer on the loose, but he's a paradox. He appears to be a professional assassin, but the crimes also seem to be uncontrollable crimes of passion. So Acton and Doyle begin to realize there's a personal element to the killer's motivation.
That's novelist Anne Cleland on her latest book, Murder in Thrall.
There's more online. InsightDailyRadio.org.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com or call toll free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Not a bad thing. Have a good thing going on. Everybody cued in to our video of the day. I say everybody, that means all of you who are listening around the country and around the world. A lot of great radio stations. And also, we are happily broadcasting, streaming live at DougStephan.com, RadioAmerica.org, CRNTalk.com, TalkStreamLive.com, GCNLive.com.
Pretty much just anywhere you can think of.
TuneInRadio.com. Right. No, it's TuneIn.com, not TuneIn Radio, right?
Right.
Yeah. And Stitcher, all these great places to find things that you can listen to, you can enjoy.
All Doug, all the time.
Learn from. Exactly. Okay. So we have the sinkhole stories at DougStephan.com. Don't forget our Dream Big America contest, where you, if you're an entrepreneur becoming interested in more exposure, that sort of thing, you can take advantage of our weekly contest. The panelists will be around.
Can you help me out? Because I missed out last week with all my family drama. What happened? Who won?
The person who won last week was someone I did not expect.
Really?
To win, quite
it was
frankly.
A surprise. A shocking twist.
It was kind of a surprise. The fellow who won was Ryan O'Neill, who was from Curate.
And what kind of service was that?
It's cool.
Richie, you want to explain it?
Yeah.
Go ahead. Richie paid attention.
So you know how there are these services where you can kind of bundle all of your social media together so that you can just go to one place, log in, and you can see your Twitter and your Facebook?
Right.
Well, this also incorporates your email.
Oh, wow.
And the cool thing about it is that you can just follow the people you want to follow. So it doesn't bring in your whole Facebook or your whole Twitter. So, like, just your family or just your friends or just your work thing or something like that. So,
and so you can create, like, a custom list.
Right.
Excuse me.
But it incorporates email as well. So it's pretty cool.
Oh, that's awesome.
Just
I like
one,
it.
You just open up one app and everything that you need from the people you want is right there.
All right. So that is where we are with the first week. We'll have two more of these contestants on during now, from now the last week of the month. Last week of the month, we put the three winners on from the three previous weeks, and the winner gets $19,000, $20,000 worth of cash prizes, that sort of thing. Good stuff. So if you are listening and you have an idea, or you think you know somebody who'd be a good candidate for being on the program, Dream Big America, you can contact us via our website. That is dreambigamerica.us or thegooddayshow.dougstefan.com. You'll see the Dream Big America logo a couple of different places there. Help yourself to that and put in your ideas and what your credentials are. We'll check you out, vet it. And if you really are good, you will appear on the program. That's the way it works. Speaking of good things, Richie.
See?
You love beer.
I do like beer.
I love
beer. Are you drinking as much now that you're under treatment as you were before?
I can't.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you miss it?
I have one here and there. I had one on Saturday, but with my neuropathy, it affects it, you know, the finger tingling thing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
So, all right, so here's the story that will be of interest to those who love beer. There's a company in Australia that wants to reward you for doing squat. Nothing.
Mm-hmm. It's my favorite thing to do.
I hate doing squats.
All right, stand still. If you can shrug off the responsibilities of your day completely, if you can stand still in front of a machine, a particular machine, for 3 minutes, you'll get a free beer. And there are people in line. If you look at the video, people standing in line to get a free beer. How long they stand there? How much is a free beer? What's a beer cost? $4? $3?
A Miller Lite, Will. Yeah.
Good beer costs what?
$6-$7.
All right. So you'd stand in line for how long to get a free beer worth $5-$6?
Five minutes.
5 minutes. All right.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm betting, after that, once you look at
the video of the day, check it out, though, to see if this is something that ought to come to America. Is this something that only would work there? It just seems kind of curious, but people love beer, and they also love something free. So I would bet you could probably start some interesting conversations in a line like that. So anyway, you can check it out. Video of the day runs every day, all day, at DougStefan.com.
What do you suppose she's thinking in there?
Probably princesses. I hope. She's going to be okay. Right?
When a loved one faces a serious illness, families need answers. That's why Siemens developed the first-of-its-kind scanner that can lead to faster diagnosis, allowing treatment to begin sooner.
How is she, doctor?
I've got good news. Somewhere in America, there's new hope happening in the world of healthcare. Siemens Answers.
Polls say 2 out of 3 Americans no longer trust government. I think it's more than that, and for very good reasons, by the way. Stalled economy, weakening dollar, and a central bank that doesn't know when to quit printing money, recklessly throwing our children's money at unfixable problems. Who do you trust? Well, your own common sense, for one thing. If you ran your home like the government, spending twice your income, you'd be broke overnight. Will politicians spend us off the fiscal cliff? Well, that's the subject of a fantastic new book, The Great Debasement, I've been telling you about all year, my friend Craig Smith at Swiss America. And I recommend reading this book, as I have, for your children's sake. Call now, 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646, for a free review copy of The Great Debasement, subtitle, The 100-Year Dying of the Dollar and How to Get America's Money Back. Learn from history so we don't repeat it. Discover the key to entering a new golden age instead of a dark age. Call 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646. This is the truth you can trust.
Choosing the correct engine oil for your Buick is critical to the life of its engine. Pay attention to both the proper oil specification as well as the viscosity grade. I said, pay attention to both the proper oil...
You look great.
You
too.
Proper...
Maybe we should celebrate our anniversary every night.
Hello?
We'll take care of your Buick. You just enjoy the ride. If you don't know Buick Certified Service, then you don't know Buick. For a limited time, get a 5-quart oil change, 4-tire rotation, and 27-point inspection for $29.95 or less after $10 mail-in rebate debit card. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. Excludes full synthetic oil, tire balancing tax, and more than 5 quarts of oil extra. Most V6 and V8 engines and other select vehicles require more than 5 quarts of oil. Visit BuickCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer. Offer ends July 31st, 2013.
No worries.
need new jeans. A few dollars got me in now.
Cause mom, remember, it's up your way.
Go back to school with Kmart. Get hoodies or denim for $10. And Shop Your Way members get rulers for just 10 cents each with an in-store purchase of $5 or more. Kmart, a new school year starts here. Offer valid through 8/17/13. Exclusions and limits apply. See store for details.
My company designed that sound for a horror film, but I like to play it when I did accounting, invoicing, or scary admin stuff. But now, using Sage One, I play this sound.
Sage One is the simple online app that makes accounting easy, so you can get back to what you love faster. Go from to time is money. Be stingy with it. Visit BeStingy.com now for a free month of Sage One.
Be stingy. Oh, I'm not supposed to talk about the commercials. That's right, too. But I was interested in the last one. Those of you who are listening online, forget I just said what I did. Jennifer, Richie, Ken, and Roberta here on the Good Day program. And going back to our... I wanted to inform you that 19 embassies were closed. 18 of them are now reopened. Mm-hmm. All right? All of them that were shut down across the Middle East last week because of terrorist threats. The embassy in Yemen is still closed, but the rest of them...
And the staff is in Vegas this weekend. Still.
Right.
They're having a good time.
Yeah, they can join Kenny there next week. So, here's the story to go further. We had the beer idea a minute or so ago, and what was the main essence of the story? Which, of course, I covered, but most people didn't get. Would you like to go back through that?
Sure. It's that we're all so busy, the machine wants to reward you from unplugging and... Not
so you get a free beer if you don't get on your cell phone or you don't get on any sort of device.
Yeah, don't right. Facebook. Here I am checking in, standing in line at this contest because you'll lose.
But does it make it clear? Do the rules make it clear that's what you have to do?
Well, it's written on the machine in another language, so I can't tell. But there's a bell that rings when you push the button, and then the timer starts. Uh-huh. And there's one guy, it shows, who's standing in line who pushes the button, and then he pulls his phone out, and he's checking his email or whatever. And then the machine just goes crazy, and the bell is ringing, and he gets no beer.
Really?
So it could be for a Christmas song.
In the line, there is no beer. Beer?
All right.
Beer.
You'll have no beer.
All right. So the United States Postal Service has an idea.
Yes.
Okay.
Special delivery from the post office of wine, beer, and spirits. The new
delivery ghosts?
Yeah.
Ghosts. I'd love it if my post office guy would bring me some wine every once in a while. It would save me a trip.
Why can't you now send wine in the mail?
I don't know. Something about it not being legal or something. I forget that part sometimes.
Why is it not legal?
Alcohol.
I guess because you have to have FedEx or UPS requires a signature of someone 21 years of age or over.
Oh, yeah. 15-year-olds might be ordering it.
Yes. Yeah. Where the post office just delivers it and drops your mail on wherever it is. The doorstep.
Really? The Postmaster General says that he can raise $50 million a year by shipping bottles of wine and beer, kegs, and all kinds of spirits. So, why not?
I'd donate $5 if they brought me a keg. Anybody else?
Yep.
Yes, bring it on.
Yeah, I'm in for $5, sure.
Yeah, fine.
Why not?
I don't see the point here, except that it would, depending on, I guess, your religion, who cares? Just let them do it. Everybody else can do it. The story is at DougStephan.com. And our poll... What do you think about the post office delivering alcohol? A, it's a great idea. B, interesting idea, but will it be enough to make a difference? $50 million is $50 million. C, it might create more problems than it fixes. How so? What problems would it create?
Well, kids drinking, having access to alcohol.
Yeah, like kids are not going
to
drink.
Yeah, all you need is, one 21-year-old to accept the package.
Yeah. This is a terrible idea. What's next? Drug deliveries?
Huh. Yay!
They're already doing that.
Yeah, they already do
drugs
that.
Through the mail.
Yeah.
Let's
and
see
other
here.
Things.
It's a waste of time. Too late to save the post office. I don't know about that.
Oh.
Yeah. All right. So you
I
can.
I like the post office.
Do you have a story? I'm just kind of seeing bits and pieces of it. Where Senator Feinstein's husband,
Feinstein's
husband, Bloom. who owns a big real estate, CBRE, which is the real estate company that manages the building I'm sitting in,
yeah.
got the contract to sell all of the post offices.
Wow.
That there's like, they're selling like...
Wonder how that happened. Isn't that magic?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're selling like 200 or 300 post offices around the country, and they got the contract.
Mm-hmm.
Magic.
Weird. Wow. Yeah.
I couldn't imagine.
Those people are so
there's any connection. They're just lucky.
What's even weirder, she must be lucky because she got someone to marry her, so, you know.
Richard
in itself.
Aye, aye, aye. The poll over this past weekend is your opinion about legalizing marijuana change. Mary had a lot of questions.
Hey, Dr. Sanjay Gupta. That was the news at the hospital the last week with my aunt. Sanjay Gupta smokes weed now.
Well, I don't know if he's. I think that's a stretch to get that out of the story. He says it's good for medicinal purposes, and he said that it wasn't before. Has your opinion about legalizing marijuana changed? 59% of you said no. I'm still against it. 24% of you said no. I'm still for it. Roberta, that means checked in 24 times. Can you vote more than once? 9% said yeah. I'm now for it. 7% said yes. I'm now against it. So the fewest number of people said they were against it in terms of changing their mind, but there are a lot of people who said they just weren't for it. But that our audience doesn't reflect what the mainstay of America is thinking. I don't know if that's because the audience may be a little older or what. But
we're just smarter, this audience, right?
Well, I don't know what's smart about not legalizing marijuana. I think marijuana, if it helps people to cope with whatever they're coping with, is less potent than having to take some of these drugs that are around. Isn't that, don't you think?
Hallelujah, brother.
Yeah, I mean, I don't see, well, we've said this, we've had this.
You know, the medical community has accepted it for a very long time. I tell a story about a very famous cancer hospital in New York City where a friend of mine 30 years ago was getting chemotherapy treatments.
Yeah.
And they had a stairwell where patients could go and smoke marijuana before their treatments because they knew that it reduced the nausea and the discomfort. And this was a given. I mean, it was, you know, very quiet, but it was known.
As a guy going through chemo right now, the nausea is not that bad anymore. They got
Not anymore.
Back then, but.
So Richie's telling you,
I don't have to take any of my nausea medicine.
To smoke marijuana to feel better as he goes through his treatments. 48 past the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program.
You hear that rattle, kid? That's an unbalanced condenser fan. That's bad. Unbalanced things break. Broken things cost money. Spending money leads to unbalanced budgets. That's why I like Granger. They balance my needs with my budget. Granger has counterweights, fan blades, motors, everything we need to keep this place humming. Not rattling, humming. The Granger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Jay Farner here with Quicken Loans. Here are two simple words that should make you reconsider waiting to buy a home. Buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,350. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 4.5%, APR 4.53%, that payment could support a $265,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6%, that same $1,350 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $215,000 mortgage. That's $50,000 worth of home that you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Give Quicken Loans a call today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com and maximize your buying power.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
Suffering from allergy congestion? Allegra D decongests. Allegra D depressurizes so you can breathe. Allegra D, a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine plus a powerful decongestant that gives you 24 hours of congestion-free breathing. It even reduces swelling that can cause congestion and pressure. Allegra D, defense against allergy congestion.
Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Starts working in 1 hour, applies to first dose only. Use only as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Snowden. At some point, he'll be getting some visitors. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. He is somewhere in Russia, exact whereabouts unknown, but Edward Snowden, the former NSA leaker wanted by U.S. authorities, did receive temporary asylum in Russia recently, with word that his father and his attorney will soon be visiting him. The elder Snowden, Lon, appeared on ABC's This Week, saying he and his son's attorney have secured documents to go to Russia. Lon Snowden also saying he doesn't think his son should agree to any deal to return to the United States.
At this point, what I would like is for this to be vetted and open court for the American people to have all of the facts. What I've seen is much political theater.
Former NSA and CIA Director Michael Hayden appeared on CBS's Face the Nation. He called Edward Snowden a defector.
Somebody who stole our secrets, who got the job to steal our secrets, and then he moved with those secrets to a foreign country and made those secrets public.
The retired general stopped short of calling Snowden a traitor, saying that term is narrowly defined by the Constitution and that Snowden doesn't fit that description. Also on ABC's This Week, you had New Jersey Senator Robert Menendez addressing the strain in U.S.-Russia relations in the wake of the Snowden situation. Menendez saying it's time to hit the pause button with Russia.
They are unresponsive to us as it relates to the tragedies that are going on in Syria. They're unresponsive to us as it relates to further nuclear arms reduction.
President Obama recently canceled an upcoming meeting in Moscow with Russian leader Vladimir Putin after Russia granted Edward Snowden asylum. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Look, the worst part about business travel is worrying about my wife and kids at home alone. My family's safety is my responsibility. That's why I started researching home security. I called the big alarm companies, checked online, even looked at doing it myself. But the best technology for the best price came from Vivint. They even won the Consumer's Digest Best Buy Award. Yes, Vivint gives me a complete security system, but it does even more. Vivint's video technology is unreal. I can see what's going on in my home right from my smartphone, tablet, or computer. I can even lock the doors remotely if my kids forget. Best yet, I got Vivint's no equipment costs and free install deal. $1,200 worth of camera and security equipment at no charge. Vivint was the easy choice for my family's safety.
Take control of your family's safety with Vivint. Order now for up to $1,200 in security equipment at no charge. Just pay as little as $99 for activation. Plus, call now and installation is free. Call 1-800-236-8153. That's 1-800-236-8153. 1-800-236-8153.
It's a new week on Wall Street with the markets trying to bounce back from a down day last Friday. The Dow finished the week at 15,425, dropping 73 points last Friday. NASDAQ was down 9, S&P fell 6 points. On a Monday, let's check out the latest prices at the pump.
Fill it up, wait.
An oversupply of gas is driving prices down across the country. We're told refineries are producing gas at such a fast pace, analysts say they've created a supply glut and cut into their own profits. As of yesterday, the AAA's National Gas Price Survey shows a gallon of regular at $3.55, down 6 cents a gallon from a week earlier. State by state, the cheapest gas in the country can be found in South Carolina at $3.23, most expensive in Hawaii, an average of $4.36. Business at the box office over the weekend.
Excuse me. Whoever has this has the power to override their whole system.
Wow. Elysium, Matt Damon's science fiction thriller, number one in theaters, bringing in $30.5 million in its debut weekend. Closing notes, both related to golf. The last of this year's majors, the PGA Championship, your winner, Jason Duffner, his first victory in a major and third overall. Duffner, with his incessant club waggling and unkempt hair, hardly cracked a smile over four rounds of this tournament. He beat PGA veteran Jim Furyk by two shots. Furyk, not exactly Mr. Electricity himself, took a painful amount of time over each putt, sizing it up, backing away again, causing many of us to yell this at our TVs yesterday.
Let's go while we're young!
Ironically, that line from Rodney and Caddyshack serves as a current golfing industry campaign to speed up the game. And speaking of golf, President Obama played some golf yesterday. The president and his family are vacationing on the exclusive Massachusetts Island of Martha's Vineyard. They will be there all week. Yesterday, the president played at the Farm Neck Golf Club, which overlooks Nantucket Sound and is open to the public. Can only imagine how the president's playing partners react when the commander-in-chief occasionally hits, you know, an errant shot. Oh, nice shot there, Mr. President. Uh-oh. My fault. Shouldn't have parked my car there. Take a mulligan, please. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Suffering from allergy congestion? Allegra D decongests. Allegra D depressurizes so you can breathe. Allegra D, a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine, plus a powerful decongestant that gives you 24 hours of congestion-free breathing. It even reduces swelling that can cause congestion and pressure. Allegra D, defense against allergy congestion.
Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Starts working in 1 hour, applies to first dose only. Use only as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.